You'll hear a talk given by a foreign correspondent. You have 30 seconds to look at questions 31 to 33.
Good evening. As I assume most of you are already aware, I have been asked to come here and talk to you, essentially give you a quick overview of the life of a foreign correspondent, along with a few tips on how to become a successful international reporter yourself, should this be a career choice you elect to pursue. So let me start by this. Don't. Don't become a foreign correspondent, at least not due to the romantic notions that come attached to this job, or what you've seen in the movies. Being a foreign correspondent does not mean exotic adventures. It doesn't mean finding yourself at the heart of the action and putting yourself in danger to inform the world. Let me just tell you this. 80 journalists are killed each year in the line of duty. Many more find themselves in prison or are attacked. You need to think hard. Is this the sort of career I want? Is this the kind of reporting I'm interested in? And only after you've carefully considered all the pros and cons should you decide. But let's focus on those of you who believe that, yes, you've got what it takes to be a foreign correspondent, and this is definitely why you decided to study journalism here. You're all third-year students, which means I don't need to waste my time telling you the basics. Of course, you need to read a lot. Books, novels, newspapers, blogs, and of course you need to be acceptably proficient in various media skills.
You now have 30 seconds to look at questions 34 to 37.
But what is it that's going to separate you from normal journalists and reporters? There are four things that'll make you different. The first thing is your experience of the world. You can't call yourself an international reporter unless you've been around and seen different places and different cultures. Seize every opportunity to visit other countries, meet people from around the world. It doesn't matter if it's business or leisure, just hop onto a plane and go everywhere. This will expand your horizons and sharpen your mind, something that, as a foreign correspondent, will help you understand better the culture of the country you'll be covering. And speaking of culture, this is a term you need to make sure you fully understand. What's culture? What makes a country's culture? Explore the culture of the country you're interested in. The music, the literature, the religion. Are there any cultural practices or conflicts you need to be aware of? Are there any tensions within the country? Why? The most important element of culture, of course, is the language. Do yourself a favour, whether you're planning to become a foreign correspondent or not, learn a foreign language. So many of us are culpable for just sticking to just English. And while English is a very important language in the world, it would be foolish to think it's the only one. Pick a language whose sound you enjoy, a language you find interesting. Trust me, your future CV will thank you for it. And finally, history. Don't expect to be given a job as a foreign correspondent if you don't know anything about your target country's history. No piece of news is disconnected from the past. The whole world tells a story, and your coverage will suffer if you attempt to arrive in the middle with no reference to or understanding of what came before. The hows and whys always lurk in the past. Seek them.
You now have 30 seconds to look at questions 38 to 40.
Now, there's something else you need to understand. The world of international journalism is changing, like every other industry, due to the internet. The arrival of globalisation brought with it a whole new set of rules, and you'll do well to comprehend what they mean for you. Unfortunately, gone are the days when a newspaper would hire you and deploy you to a country. Increasingly, newspapers around the world are beginning to favour freelance journalism, offering opportunities to local reporters with the necessary chutzpah and an understanding of the zeitgeist in their region. What this means for you is that you won't just have to start at the bottom. If you want to sustain yourself as an international reporter, you'll also have to pursue many different avenues at once. You'll need to persevere and push and build contacts everywhere. An old student of mine, a terrible student at university, but an incredibly intelligent woman, she came to find me at a conference that was recently held in Yemen, where I delivered a speech on the future of journalism. She was working for three different newspapers as a freelance foreign correspondent, one of them the Times, and she told me that the one piece of advice I gave her that stayed with her and helped her with her career was this: don't be afraid to fail. It will happen over and over again. It's how you deal with it that matters most. So keep this with you, this one piece of advice. Oh, and don't forget, your passports need to be kept current at all times. Thank you very much for listening.